More than $19 million in federal funding for three clean energy projects that will increase renewable energy generation in Rankin Inlet, Baker Lake, and Najat was announced on Monday, July 29, by Federal Minister of Northern Affairs Dan Vandal and Saku Investments Corp. President David Kukuktinik. The funding will support the construction of a 1+ megawatt solar and battery energy storage facility in Najat, a community that currently relies entirely on diesel to meet its electricity needs. The new facility will supply 30% of Najat's electricity demand with locally produced renewable energy. The project's name, Ikayut, from the Inuktitut word Ikayuti, meaning help, support, or resources, was chosen by Hamlet Council and speaks to how the project will help support Najat's power grid. Construction is set to begin this summer. The federal government is also providing funding for early-stage work on three solar installations on buildings owned by Saku Properties Limited, a subsidiary of Saku Investments Corp., in Rankin Inlet. The systems will result in 300 kilowatts of installed generation capacity, which would, according to the government's estimates, reduce diesel and greenhouse gas emissions by more than 56,000 liters and 178,000 kilograms each year. The systems are expected to generate solar power for the community by 2025. Funding is also being provided for the Baker Lake and Rankin Inlet wind energy development projects to undertake research and development of wind energy generation to reduce the community's reliance on diesel. They will incorporate traditional Inuit knowledge into community input-driven wildlife studies for wind development in northern Canada, while supporting local labor, capacity building, training and economic development. Kukuktinik said Saku Investments is pleased to partner with the Government of Canada to deliver renewable energy infrastructure projects for the Kivalliq region. Investing in a clean energy future for Nunavut is critical as our region grows and we shift away from burning fossil fuels, which is vital to protecting our lands, waters and communities for generations to come, said Kukuktinik. Kivalliq Inuit Association, KIA, President Kono Tatuani said as the Regional Inuit Association promoting the interests and rights of Kivalliq Inuit, the KIA is pleased to support Saku Investments in advancing these important energy projects. It is critical that we fight climate change, build infrastructure that supports economic growth, and change the legacy of diesel fuel that is shipped through sensitive Arctic waters, said Tatuani. I'd like to thank the Government of Canada for partnering with us to ensure energy infrastructure in Nunavut is a priority. Let's continue to build a stronger, greener future. Vandal said it was great to be back in the Kivalliq region to announce support for new community-led, clean energy initiatives. They are crucial to tackling climate change and growing a clean energy economy in the north, said Vandal. These Inuit-led and delivered initiatives will reduce pollution, save money and create good jobs in Nunavut.